This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
What a banner day today. I feel so honored when you grow up and you've got these iconic figures in sports. And now I'm introducing Mike Jones of The Athletic. We've had Finley on today, these legends of the game, young guy like me, getting a chance to be tutored by him. It's an honor. Young fella, how you doing?
Doc, I don't know what you're talking about. You a caveman, you know. We learned from you. You were responsible for a lot of our education. We're just trying to keep up with you, man.
I had to freak Anthony out.
I'm honored to come on with you.
No, seriously, man. Look, shout out to Glenn Harris. Again, it's not like we had a large sample size. JB, these Warriors, man, that Wilbon, that made a presence in it, and being able to, every time I talk to Dave Sims now, you know, I smile. I am introducing him as the voice of the New York Yankees. And we're doing Howard University, and we're in Philadelphia, and the game has evolved and changed so much today, Mike, as you well know. The Hoopsters, NCAA, they're talking about pros going to college.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
But the game has evolved. I mean, we're talking now about offensive football, and they don't run the ball.
Yep.
You know, I grew up, you know, OJ, Jim Bright, was a running back. Now, it's clearly the wide receiver.
Yeah.
You know, that comes in bunches. The game, how the game has changed, and I'm not saying for the worse. What's to be determined is that, but it doesn't exceed winning. And what bothers me now with all the fancy analytics and the wagering and everything, that we have kind of pushed winning to the side.
You're right.
And for performance and a way we can trick the system so that the people who don't have the experience of being knocked out or jeopardizing their body for a sport can become authorities.
Yeah.
In it. And I'm not buying it. And eventually it won't last forever. But I'm going out like an alligator and saying that let's not lose sight of the fact that the object is still to win the damn game.
Yep.
That just can't be minimized. And maybe it will be. And you would know more than I. But I'm just saying to myself, I'm burning up in the ship.
Doc, I'm going down with you. I dabble in a little bit of analytics, but I don't put a lot of stock into a lot of it because there's that human element that you can't account for. And so, you know, I don't even like when I hear, you know, LeBron James kind of poo-poo ring culture, you know, because, you know, sour grapes, that he doesn't have as many rings as Michael Jordan has. Or, you know, the whole emphasis, yeah, it's on the emphasis on winning has been diminished. And I don't know why, but as Herm Edwards say, you play to win the game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, me and Anthony, I mean, of course, the young Syracuse lad, we have our tug of wars on, and some of it's healthy. Generations were never, I don't think, ever designed to be on the same page. There's got to be some benefit to 30 to 40 years of being a part of something.
Right.
As opposed to somebody 6 weeks just getting out of an academy that they graduated from. It's just, I'm not buying it.
Right, right.
In every other culture, experience and age has always had benefits. We're going to try to change that now. We had called one of my favorite people on the planet. And he know I got nothing but love for him. They called him. We got a game Sunday. I do. Not everybody does. They already want to get to the offseason. Who's going to be the next coach? Who's going to be the next quarterback? Everything but the game. The game is meaningless to a lot of the people in this market.
Yep, yep. You're exactly right. Exactly right. It still matters. There's still plenty to fight for. You can't tell any of those guys that are out there on the field there's nothing to fight for. Guys are fighting for jobs. Coaches are coaching for jobs. You know, there's plenty to still fight for.
So what's on your mind? Well, how are you, because again, you're a proper individual that's educated to this point and a professional. What is your angle on where we are right now in the state of pro football?
It is in the state of pro football, the league as a whole. It has been one of the wildest, most unpredictable seasons that I can remember. Where up is down and down is up.
Yeah.
You got your powerhouses who are like either on life support or are done.
Yeah.
You've got upstart teams that are really making noise.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And every single week I think that I know, you know what? They look like they're Super Bowl contenders right there.
Uh-huh.
And the next week they prove me wrong. And somebody else looks like Super Bowl contender. So This is the first time in a long time that I have no idea who's going to make it to the conference championship game and who's going to make it to the Super Bowl, because it is just really topsy-turvy is the word for it.
And this is Mike Jones of The Athletic. And, Mike, I want everybody to understand out in the listening land, I'm not saying one is right and the other's wrong.
Right.
That's not for me to determine. It's to determine for me personally what I prefer. But I don't think one's better than the other. I mean, it just is what it is. But you can't take the physical element out of something and crunch it with a calculator and tell me it's the same. I ain't buying that.
Yeah, no, I understand you, and I agree with you. You know, yes, there are certain areas, certain trends that are good to track.
Yep.
But, again, you know, you still got to play chess. You know, you still got to, you know, make the decisions. You know, you got to go with feel. You got to go with instinct.
Yeah, you got to block. You got to tackle. You got to hold on to the ball. You got to stay in your lane. You know, there's certain fundamentals that enhance and make the game what the game is. Tough and smart I know Falcons Rams last night didn't go as many thought. I'm one of the ones that thought wrong.
Right.
But that's what makes this great to me. Otherwise, I'd be thinking maybe this thing is rigged. And what we don't want, I don't even want to be around when that day comes, when they find a way to rig a football game.
I don't think it'll happen because there's just too much on the line. And you're right. This year, the whole rig theory goes right out the window because
exactly.
There's no way that the NFL would not want Patrick Mahomes and
exactly.
Lamar Jackson in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, there's no way that they would want, you know, the Eagles to be, you know, after being on top of the world, to really be struggling like they are,
right.
You know, hot and cold. And
you're right.
This is not rigged. This is definitely not rigged.
You took this out, and that's what I love about this. It can't be rigged. Hell, the NBA was. MLB was. If you want, I'm just saying was to be nice. I could just say it is. But I'll be nice and say was. Don't tell me what's not possible, because as long as there's money involved, anything's possible.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
anything's,
true.
Anything's possible. So who are you putting your coin on? Who do you like right now? Who's real in your mind? What are you putting ink to paper on?
I believed in the Rams, and then last night they kind of proved me wrong.
Yeah,
although
they were my
choice. They really kind of hurt themselves.
Yeah.
They put themselves in a hole. And then, you know.
But let me just ask you this, in part of my rudeness. Because here's how I look at it. I took the Rams. I believe that they are the best team in the National Football Conference. They spotted a really good team at home with Jim Brown on his team, and they spotted them 3 scores.
Right.
And damn near snatched them. So maybe they are. I'm doing that to pacify myself, but I still lost the wager.
Yeah. I like the Rams. I like the 49ers. There's something kind of scary about them.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan, Robert Saleh, the work that they have done with that team despite all the injuries they've had.
They can't win unless Trent Williams is on the field. Their left tackle is terrible. I've never seen – now, I'm not calling him out. He's the backup to a Hall of Famer. But when 71 went out, I focused on him because I said, the guy that gets the least amount of work is the guy that backs up a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Footnote, you can write that down, folks. So, because the Hall of Famer plays until he's out. That kid, his balance was, he might have been shell-shocked. But I watched him individually for the rest of the game because I said, now this is where my point of emphasis is going to be. If the Niners, can they truly win without Trent? Heck no. Heck no.
No, they need him for a deep playoff run for sure.
Not without Trent Williams. If 69 is their only alternative, stick a fork in them.
It was terrible. And I think they were being careful. I think that they were taking precautionary measures, holding Trent out. They know they need him for this. They need him this Saturday night against Seattle.
Yes.
Because if they can get that one seed and they get the bye and then play at home for the rest of the way through.
I'm with you there.
Tremendous.
I'm with you there. I'm with you there.
And hey, Mike, I think when we look back at Week 17 as a whole, I think it was a lot of good football. But the Sunday night football game, to me, instant classic, to be honest, between the Rams – between the 49ers and the Bears, how much of a contender do you think the Bears actually are? I think they've been, you know, written off just a little bit just because they've had all these come-from-behind wins in, you know, the last 2 minutes of games and things of that nature. But how much are you really buying them and their stock?
Well, their resilience is impressive. The growth that they've had is impressive. The way that their defense can force turnovers is impressive. I'm just very curious to see how they look once the playoffs start, because as we know, the level of intensity really ramps up a couple notches. And we've seen the teams with experience are the ones who come out on top, and the teams that haven't been there before, they normally take some lumps. So, you know, we'll see. Again, Ben Johnson's done a great job with that team. They have been right there with the opportunity to win every single game. They've pulled off a lot of come from behind wins, last second wins, and they've fallen short, you know, in that one game against the Packers and then a Sunday night. But this is a good team. It's a team that you can't take lightly. But again, I'm just curious if the inexperience of those guys will find themselves overwhelmed by the pressure of the playoffs.
Yeah, and then when you look at the AFC, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Denver Broncos, two of the hottest teams in the NFL, which one, I guess, would you say you have a little bit more faith in? Because we've seen Trevor Lawrence, you know, fold a little bit in the playoffs. And then Bo Nix, you know, he's making his first appearance.
Yeah, well, I mean, but we've also seen the Jaguars go into Mile High Stadium and embarrass that vaunted defense mm-hmm. of the Broncos and hang 30 points on them. So, you know, they as I've been down Jacksonville several times this year, one thing when you talk to guys in the locker room, they say, hey, look, don't get twisted. We've had talent in this locker room for a while. We have a lot of high picks. We've got a lot of quality guys. We just needed a fresh approach and somebody to help us develop that dog mentality, and Liam Cohen has done that. So I think the Jacksonville is a team that you have to worry about a little bit. Denver, you know, Bo Nix is another one that will be really electric sometimes, and then he'll struggle other times. But as down the stretch of the season, I think we've seen him grow in confidence. Any team that's got a really good defense, you know, has a good shot. But, you know, what happens when they run into a team like Buffalo that's been there? Or, you know, they're very Josh Allen dependent, but mm-hmm. when it you know, comes down to it, you can see Josh Allen putting on the cape. So it's going to be interesting because the path seems like it's kind of there for Buffalo. But these young guys, they're coming to play as well, and it's going to be interesting.
I have to ask you your version of the Mike Tomlin situation in Pittsburgh. And from both vantage points, should the Ravens prevail, where do you see Tomlin? In the booth, on these sidelines, or sidelines like the ones here? Your thoughts on Mike Tomlin 2026.
If Baltimore wins and the Steelers miss out, I could definitely see Mike Tomlin and the Steelers have mutually agreed to part ways and both are ready for like a fresh start. Mike Tomlin will be on the sideline somewhere though. He's not going to the booth. He is definitely a leader of men. And so I could see him, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, in Miami, if it's, you know, with the Giants, I don't know, but we're going to see him somewhere. And you know, I don't know. You got to be careful if you're Pittsburgh going to the unknown. Yes, I know it's been a while since they've had that breakthrough, but it's been stable. I think they need to further evolve their scouting department. And add more resources to catch up with some of these teams and the talent development and talent acquisition, because they haven't been quite the same since Kevin Colbert retired. But I think that could help Mike Tomlin, you know, and that this team in the talent deficiencies that they have. But I think we'll see Mike Tomlin coaching, whether it's Pittsburgh or somewhere else. He's not done yet.
Okay, that's the tape we needed. I'm good, eh? I mean, we got this now because – We have Mike Jones on tape giving his opinion on what will be the biggest story in 2026. Steelers and coach. And I don't think he's going to booth. I'm with you, too. He could be coming to a neighborhood close to you. Mike, thank you so much for being kind, man. Tell your people we apologize, and we can't send in a full fee, but we'll send in what we can.
Hey. Great talking to you. Good to talk to you, as always. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Mike Jones of The Athletic. Athletic is loaded, man. They got a hell of a team over there, and it shouldn't surprise any of you. It all starts at the top. 621 here in the nation's capital. Quick break, we'll come back. We can light the lamp, and we can just keep on doing what we do right here on Burgundy and Gold today.
But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Allstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
All right, you know, eventually, with the new year coming up, New Year's resolutions, courtesy of Ant-Man. And so why don't you start it off, because I got to force my brain into recalibrating the thoughts to understand how to even think that way. I know a lot of people do it, but a lot of people do a lot of things I don't do.
Yeah, so when you look at what a New Year's resolution is, it is a personal promise, a goal that individuals make at the start of a new year. And when I think about the Commanders, I think my main goal, and I don't want to steal JP's thunder, if you guys haven't listened to JP's take on this, or in general, the conversation we had with him, he was on with us at 5 p.m. You can go back and listen to that. But JP said that a strong pursuit of an edge rusher or presence on the defensive side of the ball is what the Commander should be doing. I think when it comes to me, I think it's more so And saying this, Doc, I don't really like, you know, calling for like people's jobs and things of that nature.
I agree.
But if you were to ask me if I wanted, you know, Cliff Kingsbury back as our OC, I would say no. But it doesn't mean that, you know, I want him to be fired or anything. Right. It could be, you know, he gets a new gig like Ole Miss or, you know.
Don't wait a minute. Yeah. Don't apologize.
No, I'm just saying. I needed to preface that.
I don't dislike him.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I think we're still on the same page.
Yeah.
I'm so seldom on the same page with anybody, but I think he's a hell of a guy.
Yeah.
I think he's excellent at what he does his way.
Yeah.
But when you hear people say nonconformist,
yeah.
He ain't changing.
Yeah.
So since he's not going to change,
yeah.
I think whoever's in charge has got to get what they want done.
Yeah.
It's not, he doesn't produce the outcome I'm interested in gaining. Even when they're winning with five.
Yeah.
I accepted it because it happened.
Yep.
And it was done. I don't think you can live a long life that way. I think your life expectancy is too short.
Yeah.
Because this dude was incredible. He was having to be far more than anybody should have to be until the playoffs come.
Yeah, for sure.
So when you don't fundamentally align with a person, you can love them.
Yeah.
But you just... You're never going to max out.
Okay.
We fundamentally, we don't agree on the big picture.
Yeah.
And how to get there. Maybe both of us can follow a GPS, but we just different.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah, I think, so off of that, my New Year's resolution essentially would just be, we need, not necessarily, I like Dan Quinn as our head guy, but in terms of our offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator.
You need two.
I think we need some different voices.
Well, damn, you know what I'm surprised at?
I think we need some change.
As much as you hang around you know who, I can't believe you made this type of mature decision. Because I'm thinking, wow.
Something's got to change, man.
Yeah, I want two new coordinators.
Yeah.
The reason I want DQ at the head of it is because he's such a good guy.
Yeah.
That's my flaw. Because I'm talking about a good guy, but is he a good enough coach to take me to where I want to go? That I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do know that I would take one for him. Because I think I don't think there's any preconceived notions. There's no side door with this dude. He legitimately wants the best for everybody. That's too hard. That's why his demeanor, I think, kind of counters what you need sometimes, because somebody wants to take advantage of what they see as, it's not a weakness, but he's just the kind of guy that, he's a good dude, man. And that doesn't always work with certain people.
Yeah.
They got to know you got more dog in you than they do. And they get in line. You know the one thing that's cleaned the Bears up the most? Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Johnson, to me, is coach of the year.
Mm.
I didn't stutter.
Over Rabel?
Because Rabel's, he went to New England. He cleaned up a place that was a model society.
Yeah.
He just went back and reminded them of what the deal is. They and the formulas there always been around it. This dude resurrected the dead. The Bears.
Yeah. The Bears.
The Bears. And his subject is complicated.
Yeah.
You can say what you want to say. Caleb Williams, there's no way I thought he wouldn't win the game. That's what he does to me. Caleb makes me believe there's nothing he can't do because he has no physical limitations to me. Mahomes, the thing that Caleb Williams to me is so intriguing because I think he's the best athlete I've seen with this kind of talent. He got Mahomes-like talent with the kid in Buffalo's athleticism. He's an absolute freak. That last play of the game, there's no way I thought he wouldn't pull it off. Because who's faster than him? Nobody. He ain't a small guy. He thick. He can run. And his feet, that's why I called him at SC, I called him Fred Astaire. He's got the best feet. He can get out of anything. And he's getting better. He's been around, but he needed a fit. See, he can't have a soft individual around him. You can't even be, you got to be a thug with him. And that's what Johnson is. He resurrected the dead. Now, we weren't far off the year before in that. That's why both of them have similar talent. Who's going to win? It's a race to the line. We lost on a fumble. They lost us on a fumble. We beat them on a Hail Mary. So you see people are close, but yet how close are we really? How close are we to the Bears, realistically? Who's further ahead? I think they are.
Yeah, for sure.
And they did it in how many years?
Well, they've been down there for some time, though, Doc.
Year and a half? Just like we. Just like same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. So these are interesting to look at it. And if you looked in your crystal ball and said, 5 years from now, who will have been to more Super Bowls? That's an interesting test. That's interesting to say. And throw New England in it and throw Denver in it. Dude, we might have been witness to the most productive quarterback class we've ever seen. It's got that kind of potential. Because I still like the kid in Atlanta. I don't think you're done with him.
Penix.
I'm not done with him. I'm not done with him. There's a lot. Five? And no real clunker? Who's the least impressive of the five?
J.J. McCarthy, no question.
Okay, at the bottom. Still a hell of a class. And he's beating some people that...
he beat us.
Yeah, well, we've had teams here.
He beat Dallas, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I haven't seen a class this exciting in a long, long time that my memory will allow me to remember. I mean, this is a hell of a class. You know, it really is. So, there's some athletes. There's some defensive people that we haven't even given a full attention to. And they're gonna make their name known in this playoff series. They're going to become more household names because they pressure the quarterback. I'm seeing more guys running for their life than I've ever can imagine seeing. Man, it used to be one or two guys. Man, there's four, five, six. And some of the youngins, man, I don't even know their name. I can't even remember them. And Houston is really responsible for this. Look at who the Shanahan's staff has thrown back into the ecosystem. How many of these coaches were with Kyle in San Francisco and they did everything but just barely lost to Lombardi? That group. What was it, eight of them? Nine of them. And that Petri dish was here. It was all here. And what will come back in history, this will be looked upon as the dumbest group of professionals ever. There'll be a Netflix special, one of these years, on the Petri dish. Its inception was Redskins Park. That's where all of them were. And the mastermind behind Mike Shanahan and what he built. And the main storage center didn't even get to keep the dust that they left behind. It's got to go down. All time. It's one of the biggest slip-ups or muffs in sports history. They all got away. 6:43 here in the nation's capital. We're going to get away for a minute and come back. Take you all the way up to 7 o'clock today. Burgundy and Gold today, back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I love this tune, but I don't love what it represents.
Why not?
Because you play it when we're about to leave.
Oh, you. This is a perfect song. We need an encore, man.
No, I'm just saying.
Hold on, are you ready to be done?
Huh?
You ready to go home? Because I'm not.
No, but see, I could do this all night and you can't.
That's what I can. I'm Doc, come on, man. I sleep standing up.
No, you.
I learned that from you.
Oh, that big guy, he is really rubbed off on you.
And look, I'm up 11 to 3 a.m. listening to Linnell. Then I'm up for the Junkies. Then Kevin. Then
wait a minute. Hold, come on, man. Hold.
I don't sleep.
Wait a minute. He's on from 11 to 3 a.m.?
Yeah, that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, that won't last long. That's balling. But again, with his format, that's 9 o'clock to some people. Because it's national, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, okay.
Big thing.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. That's the deal. But hey, during this time of year, he's a young man.
What do you think he led his show with last night?
WWE.
Because he can talk everything. He can talk college football. He can talk basketball. I know you saw what happened to Jokic.
Yeah, with the knee. Because, Humpty Dumpty, he likes him. So he might have given Jokic some love. I don't know. I have a hard time thinking like a 27-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, as his show was starting, the Rams and Falcons game was coming to an end.
Did he mention it?
I mean, I would assume he mentioned it.
Okay.
I mean, he had the Rams playing, so they're one of the favorites.
Yeah, I know.
Even though they've lost back-to-back games.
Yeah, I know. I know. I picked them too, but that's good. That's good. No, I mean, but he's got fireworks. I'll tell you what, if I'm on 11-3, I just want action. He's got action. There's a lot going on. Plus the puck drop. I mean, what's not happening right now? This is college bowl game. He might have lost his mind.
I'm excited for the bowl games, man.
Bowl games, man.
New Year's Day, Doc. I get to sit back, kick my feet up, tune into some very, very good football.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Do you have a favorite? You have a favorite to win it all? Has it changed?
I wouldn't have
since it began.
Because the Buckeyes.
Buckeyes?
To me, to win it all, I think that clearly they've got the most talent.
Yep.
Or as much as anybody still playing.
For sure.
Them, and then Oregon does too. See, but this usually comes down to, and again, I feel so bad. Because my mouth wanted to say Indiana because they beat them. I feel almost – I'm embarrassed that I would pick a team that had been slain by another. But the Wolverines beat them the year they won the national championship. You can run out of time and lose a game if it's close, and I don't hold it against you. If they beat you by 20 or something, that's different. You know, that was a hangnail type performance, and I credit all that to the Indiana being able to hold up. Ohio State lives in this zone. You know, it's like being trapped. If fish grab you and take you down, what do they want to do? Take you to the depths to see how you can hang going down under. Who else do you think can go down there and wrestle with them?
I mean, you got Indiana.
They've already slayed them, yeah.
Yeah.
Indiana. No question about it, but I've got to think, well, then Michigan had beat them, too, and they went on and won national championship.
Yeah.
They're
Indiana,
so deep.
You got Indiana. You got Ohio State.
And let's say this, too. Let's give them credit. Indiana's defense, they got some dogs. They're really good on the defensive side. I wish I could have the conviction I usually have for Georgia. Because usually to me, these tournaments are that they'll have four pros, maybe five,
mm-hmm.
on their defense. Not just great college players. They'll have four NFL first or second round picks on their defense. And they've been doing that like clockwork.
Yeah.
So you got to be pros at this time of the year.
Do you think Bama can do it again?
Offensively, yeah, because the way they block.
They upset Oklahoma.
Yeah, and that would be in. I think they were Norman. Let me tell you this. Oklahoma wasn't no joke.
No, they weren't.
But Alabama showed you when you put a bunch of five stars together and they decide,
yeah.
Okay, to play as one.
The rookie's showing up too. I mean, freshman.
Because they get five stars.
Yeah,
so it's not the biggest surprise. And they've been practicing against these four, and five stars. See, when Nick built it, he beat you in practice. They have a higher level of execution and competition in practice. Ain't no pushing and pulling. There, you trying to get off the bench. You want to play when you there at Alabama. So we'll see. I mean, we shall see. Well, my friend, job well done. We want to thank everybody out there in X, and especially y'all on X. Y'all are you're relentless. I love every minute of it. It's my man, Anthony Haney, giving me 2 fives. We're coming up on it. And I love that. Tomorrow, man, what's on your plate?
On the plate? We on
your
the fan
plate.
Tomorrow,
I
Doc.
Your plate. I didn't say tomorrow's show. I said your plate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.